You guys all know about the experience that one of our fellow podcasters had when she went to Japan. It had a happy ending, and that podcast is called
Private Parts Unknown. It's part of the Pleasure Podcast Network, one of my favorite podcasts. It's a comedy sex travel podcast exploring stories of love and sexuality around the world. Here's a little clip from Courtney Kosek.
A podcaster goes to Tokyo to uncover stories of sex, relationships, and queerness, and winds up getting a happy ending massage. That's the kind of Bourdain-style, experiential storytelling you can expect from Private Parts Unknown, a podcast about love and sexuality around the world. Hi, I'm Courtney Kosak, and for the show, we've traveled to Helsinki, Finland, Mexico City, Mexico, Tokyo, Japan, and beyond to explore different modes of intimacy and increase our cultural understanding. Tune in for hilarious, sex-positive conversations, destigmatizing everything from abortion to Ashley Madison, polyamory to PMDD, sex work to shibari, and more. Follow Private Parts Unknown on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Is rimming dangerous?
Rimming.
You know what rimming is?
Of course I know what rimming is. Do you know what rimming is?
Are you kidding me?
Licking someone's asshole.
The rim, baby. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
We are chatting about sex on a weekly basis.
And we sometimes venture off into other areas of life as well. It's not just sex.
You're right. It's not just sex. Most of the time, it's about our medical issues going on.
Yeah, that's what brought up this idea.
So this week, we decided we're going to flip the fucking script. You know, instead of us constantly complaining, we want to hear your complaints. What medical questions have you been wanting to ask a doctor that you haven't been able to ask? Because we're going to give you some armchair advice.
Yeah, I am a doctor's daughter. So by osmosis, I learned medicine.
And I have Googled every single ailment you could possibly have associated with your body.
And we should talk about that.
What about it?
Our little pact.
We made a pact the other night.
We made a pact.
Me, you, and our good friend, who also is completely neurotic.
Yeah, he could be on the same anxiety level. On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you say your anxiety is typically on a day-to-day basis?
If you're asking me at like 4 in the morning when I wake up to the sound of a siren, yeah. I'd say it's about an 11. That happened last night. I convinced myself that I had burned down my friend's house.
Why? At this particular friend, you stay at a lot of, you couch surf.
Yeah.
And we
say like I'm literally without a house and
currently
I have no lease. It's actually accurate.
How long have you been without a lease?
I'm nomadic right now.
He's a digital nomad. Anyway, we have stayed back and we did a podcast episode about this at your same friend's house in a different location where you thought that house was under fire as well.
I don't know. It's a fear of mine that somehow I'm going to destroy this man's property. It would be a horrible situation.
But why is it always fire? There's other ways.
Fire is a quick way to destroy something. I don't really have control of any flooding or shit like that.
You don't smoke. You don't use bombs.
I'm thinking like I'm going to bump into the fucking oven.
Let's just say you bumped into the oven. What
the dryer
happen?
Too many times in a row without cleaning the filter or something.
And you think they could set the house on fire?
Up in flames. You ever think that?
No, I've never ever thought
that. You've never thought, oh man, if I bump into this oven a little harder, I might set it on and then
No, but you know what I have done?
Oh, God.
I have set myself on fire. My thumb.
You set your thumb on fire?
Almost. Yeah.
How?
Like, usually when I'm about to get stoned, I always think I don't really have to be that careful with a pipe and the lighter. And the lighter inevitably burns the thumb.
Every time.
Every time.
I don't think I've ever smoked where it doesn't burn the fuck out of me.
Oh, I feel so much better now.
Using a lighter in general is burning the fuck out of my thumb.
Your sister doesn't even know how to light a match. She never was able to do this.
I think the common denominator might be the parenting.
That I didn't teach you how to light a match or a lighter without burning your thumb?
All right, can we get into... This is the question of the week. And if you're just tuning in to Sex Talk with My Mom, we start with a question of the week. We call it the Sneaky Freak Question of the Week.
Why do we call it Sneaky Freak Question of the Week?
Because you guys are sneaky fucking freaks.
We know that you know that we know that you are a sneaky freak if you listen to this show. Because why else would you be listening if you weren't a sneaky freak?
You're sitting there on the fucking subway. You got the fucking earbuds in. And you're just listening to fucking a mom and a son talk about sex. You're a weird... sneaky motherfucker.
But we also do venture off, and today's going to be the day of the venture. Let's do this.
And also, we are sneaky freaks as well. So, positive judgments.
And by the way, we are filming in a studio right now, and we have Joelle here. Are you a sneaky freak, Joelle? The sneakiest freak is right here. Okay.
Oh, it's water break time. It's water break time, friends.
Well, I walked in here and I said, it's really cold.
We've been recording for 5 minutes. It means it's time. She's got to take a sip of water. There it goes. Get the plastic right in the mic. Get it crunching.
All right. I am so sorry. I'm surprised. I get yelled at if I drink water or sneeze. Light a match.
Light a match?
I mean, or sneeze or use a Kleenex.
All right. Do you want to start with any... medical, or do we do enough complaining? We might as well jump in.
Well, I think the most important thing I'd like to say right now is something that I have learned the hard way. Whatever you do, do not Google any kind of medical condition.
That was our pact with our friend. We got real
derailed.
We made
a pact the other day. I've known this about myself, that if I Google, I will. If you Google headache, the first thing that's going to pop up is brain tumor.
Brain tumor.
Which I thought I had the other day.
And then you convince yourself, well, of course, I got a headache. I got a brain tumor.
You know, what else could it be besides a brain tumor?
The 500,000 other times in your life where you've had a headache, it's never been a brain tumor. But today, the Google says it's a brain tumor.
Right. And you should
talk. Are you Googling right now, Joelle?
What are you Googling?
Don't start Googling brain tumors and headaches.
He's like, I have a headache. I have a brain tumor. This is what happens. It's like you manifest this stuff in a negative way.
Nothing good has come from Googling a medical condition.
No.
It's never the thing that you think it is.
And then later on, you can't get it out of your mind.
You can't. No. The whole time, impossible. You're looping.
Loop-de-loop-de-loop. It's literally like, what's a definition of insanity?
Looping.
No, doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different outcome.
Yeah. I mean, so we got into the tangent of concern for burning down my friend's house. Usually it's a medical condition for us.
Yeah.
Our bodies are completely dying and falling apart.
There's different types of anxiety, and we happen to have a large part is medical. Yeah. Although you have apparently burning people's houses down anxiety.
My medical is not as heightened right now, even though my foot basically doesn't function anymore. My foot, I don't know what happened here. The big toe, this underside is got like scales on it at this point, and I can't put any weight on it. No one's concerned about it. I'm not concerned about it. I'm more concerned about potentially turning on the oven, leaving my friend's house, and it burning to flames.
Okay, that is really weird.
Very weird.
But I have to say, I did some scoop for you.
What do you mean? You went to my friend's house?
No, I went to the acupuncture, and I said, my son has like a numb toe. She goes, what? I go, first of all, I might add that I have a birthmark on my leg. She was putting me on the table there, and she looks down at my birthmark, and she goes, what is that? I go, what do you mean? She goes, that is so big. I'm like, geez, you're supposed to make me feel better. Now I feel like I'm paranoid now that you're looking at it. She goes, what is that? I go, it's a fucking birthmark. How does she not know what a birthmark is, by the way?
I don't know. She's very concerning
an acupuncturist
when
like a doctor,
fucking
right?
doctor doesn't know what a birthmark is and is asking if it's growing.
And when she had such an extreme reaction, okay?
It's really, I laughed. When you told me that, I laughed for maybe an hour. Thinking about this woman freaking out about your birthmark.
And Deez, my boyfriend, also thought this was one of the funniest things he's ever heard. Especially when I remember I was at work one time and this guy was complaining that something was bothering him on his upper back.
Yeah. But I just want to acknowledge.
We derailed.
You are derailing a derailing right now.
I derailed.
You're so far off the train right now.
We'll go back. Okay.
Reel it back in.
All right. I asked the acupuncturist about your toe.
Yeah.
And she said, "What's wrong with it?" And I said, "It's numb." And she goes, "It says the hip tingles, feeling in his toe, or whatever." I said, "I actually don't really know. I don't think he feels his toe." And she goes, "Why?" I go, "I think it's because he wears these weird shoes."
That's exactly right.
And she goes, "What kind of shoes?" I said, "Well, ones that like are for like separating your toes."
No, I don't fucking wear those five finger Vibram shit.
So she goes,
"No way.
Tell him not to wear those shoes."
Why are you telling her? You're giving her fake news. I'm just wearing, if you're looking on YouTube right now, I'm wearing these big fucking, they look like clown shoes. At this point, they're so wide.
What do you mean
so
they look
wide.
Like clown shoes? I thought they were clown shoes.
No, they're not.
What other reason would you wear those?
No, these are extra wide fucking, I forget what this brand is called. Just fucking...
Well, why can't you just get an extra wide and like a Nike, like normal people are, you know,
it's
Adidas?
Not wide enough. My foot is so far fucked. Again, you're doing the
what?
That's a biological issue.
And it's my fault.
Well, you did create this. Anyway, can we focus?
Okay.
So did she come up with a solution to my foot issue?
Yes.
What?
Don't wear those shoes.
Okay. Great. Okay. Thank you for that.
She's a whiz.
Thank you. She's a fucking wizard. What about you? What you got any medical ailments that you want to share before we launch into our listeners' questions?
Yes.
What?
I figured out that I am chemically imbalanced again.
You're always chemically imbalanced.
Yes, but I'm at a point now where I'm taking sleeping pills like at 8 o'clock at night.
Oh my God.
I decided that's the
way.
Because if I take it too late, then the next day I feel still tired. So I decided
to start the day before.
Started the day before much earlier.
Wait, so at 9 o'clock, how are you feeling?
No, I'm talking about like after dinner at 7, I'm going to pop the sleeping pill.
No fucking way. You're taking sleeping pills after dinner?
Are you
nuts?
I texted my psychiatrist.
And she said that's okay?
She said, don't change anything. I had already changed something, and I had almost had a major anxiety attack.
Oh, I would have freaked out. A doctor saying, don't change anything you already changed?
Yeah.
What are you changing?
I was changing the dose. I was thinking, I can handle this. I don't need this medication.
So you're fucking
I took
down.
3/4 of a pill instead of a pill.
Oh, mom. All right, let's turn to
you. You were the one who said to me, "We need to have a talk. You need to be off all medications."
Yeah, I said, but I also said, you have to talk to your psychiatrist about this shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, luckily,
mom,
I have a psychiatrist
mom,
that actually texts me back.
You're very lucky. Can
Although
we go to the
I
list?
Always end up getting the last text.
I'm going to be honest. No one gives a flying fuck right, about our medical concerns. Right. Can we go to the listeners?
Yes.
Who have many questions.
So what is the question of the
week? So the question of the week is, what medical question have you been wanting to ask a doctor will give you armchair medical advice? So I just wanted to preface this by saying we are medical experts. We know everything there is to know about medicine.
Yes, we do. Because, you know, I am a doctor. I was a shaman in a prior life.
Because my mother was a shaman in a prior life, and I have
Do you have
Googled.
Any way to prove that I wasn't?
I don't.
Did I not diagnose your staph infection on your toe?
3 days after it had turned purple.
It was
you
red.
You told me it was nothing the first time.
It was red. It was red.
Okay.
You were like 11 or something, right? How old were you when you had the staph infection and had to be hospitalized?
I don't want to go into it, man.
All right. Go on. Was it on the same toe that is now numb?
That whole leg is completely fucked.
Okay.
All right. All right. Let's start. We got the first question right out the gate comes from LJ. I don't have any questions for my doctor, but I've always fantasized about a female doctor giving me a physical exam.
I think that's a common fantasy.
In fact, I was recently talking to a doctor friend of mine, female, who said she is no longer seeing males between the age of 30 and 60 because they're all coming in trying to get off.
You know what?
Some fucked up shit right there.
It is fucked up shit. So she's just changed courses.
Not
so
doing it.
Only females now.
Yeah. LJ, I would say keep it a fantasy. Don't act on it. How about that?
You know, I just thought of something else.
What?
When I first started my YouTube channel, people were asking advice, but they were, and then I was offering like $100 bonus if they paid $100 that I would answer their questions and coach them on older women. Most of the guys are just calling me up, jacking off.
So you were having the same issue as this man?
Yes,
this,
it was so. I was like, "Hello, are you there? Five more minutes."
Fuck, it's disgusting.
I know, for $100.
Can we move to a real fucking medical question?
Yes.
This comes from Chris. Chris says, that was a bad question, LOL, meaning our question about asking if you have a medical question. He goes on to say, I have a ganglion cyst on my wrist. It's been there for 15 plus years.
Oh.
The last 3 months, it started to get larger, almost tripling in size. Yesterday, it ruptured. It literally looks like a volcano. Now it just keeps filling back up with blood. Any ideas?
Yes.
What?
See a fucking doctor.
Jesus Christ. When you start seeing a fucking cyst grow, and then tripling pop, in size.
And then pop.
And it's been 3 months. You should have been on this thing for fucking three months ago.
How fast would you have been on
if
that
I noticed a fucking millimeter difference?
I mean, I've had like a tiny little cyst right here.
Done.
If it got bigger and then popped.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it could be nothing. I don't want to scare him.
A ganglion cyst.
A ganglion. Is it?
It ruptured. Oh!
Well, I wonder what caused the rupture.
I'm not good. I honestly would be a horrible doctor. I would be an awful doctor.
I agree.
Someone comes in with a fucking cyst that ruptured, I'd be like, get that shit. Is that contagious? Get it away from me.
Some doctors, especially dermatologists, love to pick zits.
Ooh, I can't stand the pimple popping videos. You ever seen those?
Your sister likes to pop
her
pics.
She loves that shit. I can't stand it. Disgusting.
Well, anyway, I hope your ganglion cyst is okay.
Yeah.
It's on his wrist, which is, by the way, I have, this is a little tiny cyst.
You got a ganglion cyst right there?
By my wrist.
On your wrist. Why do people get cysts on the wrist?
I've had this one for longer than 30 some years.
This was 15 plus years. Listen, Chris, we're praying for you over here.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that if it ruptured, usually that's a good sign. When I have like a inflamed hair follicle that grows like a volcano and ruptures.
It could be a hair follicle.
It usually, it works well when it goes away usually. So hopefully that's the same with your ganglion cyst.
But you should put something like Neosporin on it.
We got the first medical advice of the day. Get that Neosporin on that ganglion cyst.
Neosporin is an antibiotic ointment. You should put it on 3 times a day and keep it covered with like a little piece of cotton and a Band-Aid.
And we got our first YouTube comment of the day as well.
What is it?
This is from MJP. Says, cottage cheese cyst. Ew.
Oh, cottage cheese cyst.
Who knows if that ganglion cyst, maybe that ganglion cyst is real sexy. Who knows if that looks like a cottage cheese cyst.
Anyone on YouTube, share this link with a friend so they can join us and tell us.
Oh,
their
sure.
Ailments.
They're going to want to hear about this ganglion cyst. We got another quote. Thank you, Chris. We got another comment over here from Becca. She says, hey, this is Becca. Why are there some guys who totally suck in bed and some so amazing? And of course, the most amazing ones then tell you they're married and they are absolutely in love with you and they refuse to leave their wife because they don't want to share their fucking retirement fund with them. Oh, and to top it off, I've met his wife because we spent 2 weekends together at the cabin in Wisconsin. Oh, yes, we live in Minnesota, 7 miles from each other. Sorry for letting loose, LOL. She just dumped on us right there.
Becca.
That's a full dump.
Becca, you're harboring some anger. Some anger is there, okay?
Great diagnosis.
Okay, anger. And you
Dr. Mood, here. It says there's anger here.
Anger's here.
I think it's accurate.
And what happens with anger?
What happens?
Cortisol gets released in your body.
Wow.
And that causes cancer. Yeah. So.
Okay. She spits all over the mic. Joel, you're going to have to fucking sanitize the shit out of this mic afterwards.
Joel should not talk because the last time I came in here, some guy that was sweaty was sitting on a chair before me.
I've been touching this mic so much today and my mouth is touching. I didn't even think about the fact that people are fucking
spitting
like you. It's just all over this thing. I'm horrified right now.
Do you have a tissue?
No, you're not going to do it right now. We're in the middle of the fucking thing. Okay. Come on.
I have no way of cleaning this mic off, though.
Oh, you're grossed out by your own mic right now? Are you snotting into it right now? No way. Oh, how long? We're 20 minutes, 18 minutes in. We got the snot, the nose dripping. We got a Kleenex moment. Classic. I was surprised it didn't come in earlier. Usually that comes in within the first few seconds of recording. Anyway, back to Becca D.
Becca, you got to stop yourself from getting cancer in the future by not letting this stuff get to you.
Don't worry that he has a fucking wife.
No, I'm saying don't worry about things that you can't control. I mean,
like him with the wife.
You got to definitely don't have sex with someone if you think they're married.
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds like they're separate. They might be separated, but she didn't.
I had that crap. I heard that story
before.
And
then they're never separated.
No, a guy says, he's wearing his dead parents' wedding ring.
Wait,
turns out it's actually his wedding ring. You don't buy that crap.
Here's a question. There's this detail. To top it off, I've met his wife because we spent 2 weekends together at the cabin in Wisconsin. So it might be this conscious uncoupling situation where the wife is still in the picture as a friend, but she's fucking the husband. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people in this world. Go for somebody else.
Unless it's under the radar that they're just hanging out and she's supposed to be a friend and she's actually fucking. Who knows what the fuck? I'm not getting enough details here. So my diagnosis is
going down a rabbit hole here.
I would stay the fuck away from the whole situation, honestly.
Have you ever had your cortisol checked? Cortisol level checked?
No, I don't think I'd be on the. I wouldn't make it on.
Mine was on the high side. Are you surprised about that?
No, I'm not on the high side. I'm not surprised that you're on the high side.
I'm on the high side.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I was sitting in bed last night thinking about how I'm burning my friend's house down. And
cortisol must have been off the charts.
I felt my insides, curling in on themselves. And I'm like, all right, we're just going to sit here and watch this shit. How crazy is my body going to get?
You're watching.
Started getting gassy.
Oh.
Felt like I needed to walk. Instead, I just started reading Lord of the Rings.
Why didn't you just go over to the stove and make sure that it wasn't on?
I wasn't staying at the friend's house.
Okay.
I'm staying in another place.
So then what do you care if the friend's house burnt down if you're not staying there?
I don't want to burn his house down.
How would you burn his house down?
I was in the house prior.
Were you lighting
No one gives
the
a
stove?
Fuck. No, but I was cleaning around. Okay. Becca started the question with saying, why are there some guys who totally suck in bed and some so amazing? Do you have an answer for that?
Okay. There's a lot of components. This would be like a whole...
Oh, God.
Another podcast episode, but let's keep that question for a future podcast.
Give us something.
All right. So what makes one better in bed than others?
No. Why are there some guys who totally suck in bed and some so amazing? That's the question.
That's what I paraphrased it to say. Because the people that are really good in bed have a lot of confidence.
I think it's all about the confidence.
It's all about the confidence. And they ask a lot of questions and they listen really good.
There it is.
Okay. If you don't have those skills going on, you're going to be shitty in a bed. Like the shitty guys that fucking pump and dump.
Pump and dump.
Yes, those kind of guys. They're the ones that are shitty in bed. But now her correlation, though, with this married man.
Yeah, he must be good in the bed is what she's saying. Well,
for her, it might have been that, first of all, married men have had some experience in the bedroom.
Bingo.
And maybe that woman told him what she liked, and it happens to be the same as what Becca likes.
It's amazing.
All right.
Eleanor, coming in hot with this question, I can't come with a partner. Slight exaggeration, but it is very difficult and can only happen as a collaboration, them being the penetration and me being the clit stimulator. I think that's kind of normal. What do you think?
Nope.
What?
Don't need to be penetrated to have...
Oh, that's interesting. So you're just saying just as long as the clit is getting stimulated, you're good to go.
It's up. What's this girl's name?
Eleanor.
Eleanor needs to communicate with her partner that maybe she's not ready to get...
Listen to this, though.
What?
She says, I just can't seem to come by someone else's volition. And I used to think it was because they were bad at oral or fingering, but I have now been with people who are really good, and I still can't. It's like, instead of coming, I just keep getting pushed further and further to the edge, but the edge never stops. Help!
That is a common thing.
Common thing. It's a
extremely common.
I don't experience the female orgasm. I have no clue.
I'm telling you, Cam.
I'm coming all the time. So I wish I were not.
I understand
that. You got to weigh in here, Dr. Moot.
Well, first of all, Eleanor needs to be with a partner that she knows and trusts.
Okay.
And
I think that trust component probably makes a lot of sense there.
And if Eleanor can make herself come, which is most women are like Eleanor in the sense that it's really the woman's mind that controls her orgasm. And so if in her mind she's like edging, and she's getting nervous that she's going to come or she's not going to come, I mean, you end up not coming, and especially if the guy's going, come on already, what's taking so long?
Yeah.
So
the volition thing,
but I mean,
by someone else's volition, it's like releasing in front of someone else.
You take the ball in your hands or the vibrator in your hands, and you put it on your clit, and you could either ride him or just lay down next to him and make yourself have an orgasm, no matter if it takes 2 hours.
So you don't give a flying fuck that it sounds like...
If the guy is getting locked or waiting for her to come?
It doesn't matter if she can't come with the partner.
Doesn't matter. Sometimes what she can do is, after he came, then she can get out her vibrator and have him use a vibrator on her or just lay there next to her and play with her boobs or whatever and She can have her own orgasm.
Yeah, that's fine.
It doesn't have to all be simultaneous orgasms.
Oh, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What do you think? You're in the Olympics over here?
What?
The sex Olympics or the simultaneous
what
orgasms?
What are you talking about, sex Olympics? Who said anything about that?
You're going for gold right now. We're just going for an orgasm.
Right. Don't make a big deal out of it. So what? Eventually it'll happen.
Eleanor, don't worry about it, is our prognosis.
Right.
Bill, a.k.a. Mr. Bean.
Oh, God. I'm afraid to hear what he had to say.
This is his medical question.
He sticks pop rocks up his ass.
This is his medical question. My penis is the size of a zucchini.
That's not... What size is a zucchini, though?
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of different types of zucchini.
Well, he goes on to say... not only are there a lot of different types, but there are a lot of different sizes of zucchinis.
That's right. He goes on to say, my penis is the size of a zucchini and a few warts on it.
Warts?
A few warts on it. Should I be concerned?
I don't know about the size, but I'd be concerned about the warts.
You're worried about the warts?
I don't know if it's...
I got friends with warts.
What type of warts?
I got friends with warts, and they use these home remedies.
No.
Yeah.
And is this one?
You don't know this one, actually. But this guy put fucking apple cider vinegar. He basically strapped some, like a cloth of apple cider vinegar.
His layer of skin off his dick.
Went to sleep with this thing on. He says he woke up, the thing was so burned and raw.
Oh.
No warts. But basically, he was worried the thing wouldn't function anymore.
Well, it worked.
Fucking worked.
What would you rather have?
I would say a functioning
dick with warts or a smooth dick that doesn't function?
Hey,
I'm asking you.
Smooth dick that doesn't function?
Or a functioning dick that has warts on it?
I'll take the warts. Hey, sneaky freaks. We joked about it earlier that we are medical experts, but truly we know nothing about medicine. And this is not medical advice to go put fucking... apple cider vinegar on your genitals.
I, as a doctor, know that you should not do that.
You really shouldn't do it.
No.
Well, he was doing
it. Don't put anything that burns your dick on your dick.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's old rule, but a wise rule.
Don't burn your...
I learned it from my father. He said, don't put anything on your dick that burns your dick.
Okay, noted.
And I didn't have a dick, but in case I ever was with someone with a dick, I would always tell him, don't put anything that's going to burn your dick. The best rule of thumb is never... burn your dick.
Yeah, that's good.
By the way, never burn your clit either. Don't put any apple cider vinegar anywhere on your private areas.
I think it's brilliant, Mother. I keep touching this mic against my chin and shit.
And now you're thinking.
I can't stop thinking I'm getting something from this thing now.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Anxiety of the week.
It's unbelievable.
He's getting germs by being 2 inches away from him. I have no problems being right up to this mic.
Yeah, I can see you slobbering all over it.
Slobbered all over the goddamn mic.
I'm curious to the people hanging out on our YouTube live right now. If you have any medical questions that you'd like to ask these experts, please let us know. They could be sex-related medical questions. That seems to be a trend over here.
But I think we should give our text line so people can text us in the future. And
yeah,
you can
so
be
if you're
part
just
of this little dialogue.
310-356-3920. That's our number. Text us. We got the elder statesman, Tom.
I love Tom.
He's chiming in. He's saying, is rimming dangerous?
Rimming.
You know what rimming is?
Of course I know what rimming is. Do you know what rimming is?
Are you kidding me?
Licking someone's asshole.
The rim, baby.
Licking the rim of the asshole. Why are you licking your tongues?
I don't know, but I'm scared I'm going to end up licking this mic.
So now you think somehow whatever germs are on the mic got onto your tongue?
Yeah. What do you think about rimming? Is it dangerous?
In terms of like what kind of bacteria is on the rim of someone's asshole?
That's what I'm guessing.
I mean, it could in fact be not as sanitized. I mean, what if you have some girl or guy that just took a shit and then you rim them and then you get bacteria in your...
Poop particles coming in the mouth?
Poop in the mouth?
Poop in the mouth.
There could be some issues there, Tom.
Just make sure that thing is clean.
You better do some serious cleansing.
If
you cleanse, like what if you go? The person goes and takes a shit.
Here's the question: do you think it's dangerous for the receiver to get the tongue, because they could pass some shit from the tongue right into the asshole if you got like a fissure or an opening, like I do.
Oh.
What?
You got a fissure?
My ass is completely raw right now.
Are we talking about your ass again?
I'm just saying, I'm aware
Why
that if
is
someone...
Your ass?
I was actually thinking, if I hook up with this person and she comes near my asshole, I'm going to say that's off limits. Not because I'm not going to enjoy it, but because it literally might rupture something down there.
What? Why don't you have normal boxers?
I have normal boxers.
And what is causing your issue? Oh, YouTubers.
These are extremely normal jockey boxers right now.
YouTubers do not want to see this.
I'm not getting naked right now. Don't worry. Okay.
So the question is, why do you walk around with fissures?
No, that's not the fucking question. The question is it dangerous for the receiver to get some rimming? I'm guessing.
I think probably fine. All of sex is an inherent nastiness about it.
There's an inherent risk to it.
There's an inherent risk to anything.
Yeah. Just kind of like COVID. You know, when you're with COVID, there's a calculated risk. You go into a fucking big ass arena. There's going to be other people there. You might get COVID.
Right. If you rim someone, same thing.
You might get a wart or two.
Might get warts. Might get all kinds of... Yeah.
Who knows?
There are things called genital warts.
Thank you, mother. We don't know much about it, but we know that they're there.
We know that they sound really kind of weird and probably not fun.
MJP chiming in here with a follow-up question. Is it dangerous if they... Oh, I guess... I don't know if this is a question or a comment. He just said... It's dangerous if they ate corn the day before.
Oh, so he's answering Tom, the elder statesman's question about whether rimming.
Yeah. It's only dangerous if they ate corn.
The sneaky freaks in the text are answering each other's questions, and we don't realize that we are the experts and they are not.
No, MJP sounds like pretty expert if he's talking about
corn.
Corn.
Apparently, corn is not so good for you.
So maybe I was thinking, is this like a GMO type of response right now, or is it because you could be shitting out corn.
What does GMO mean?
Genetically modified organism.
What are you talking about?
Corn. That's what the issue with corn is. It's all fucked.
Oh, I thought it's just you can't digest it. I think.
Oh, now he's talking about kernels. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Kernels. Okay. Next.
Okay. We got Jorge who says, I would ask the doctor, what's that growth on Cam's neck?
Oh.
I'm surprised he hasn't noticed.
Oh, my God.
What in the fuck is that question? What in the fuck?
No, you cannot Google this.
What the fuck growth? Do you know of a growth?
No, but you remind me of a
story. Do you see
a
growth?
You don't have a growth. I don't know what he's trying to make you paranoid.
What are you looking at? You just looked. You gave me a big look just now.
I was wondering if there is something there. No.
Don't you fucking
There's nothing
start.
There. No, there's nothing.
Kidding me?
It just reminded me of a situation that I had.
What?
Back when I was working in a videographer's studio, one of the guys walked in and he looks at us and he goes, I got this growth on my shoulder. And we were like, oh, it's probably nothing. He goes, no, it's pretty bad. And we go, let's see it. And he pulls his shirt down, and this guy that was like not like comatose and high all the time takes a look, and he goes, "Whoa, oh!" He like flipped out.
Was it a big fucking growth?
It was a big ass growth, and
it was concerning.
I was trying to be cool and saying, "Oh, it's nothing," and this guy was like, "Whoa,
it's fucking huge."
Huge, but then
he maybe had a ganglion cyst over there.
I think this is as good a time as any to play.
Oh, you wanted me to play something over
yes,
here.
Yes, I did.
All right, this is a clip that my mom wanted to bring up.
It started at 40.
Okay,
It's from Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein?
Frankenstein.
Are you fucking with me right
now? No,
it's a fucking movie called Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein.
Okay, stop that. Fuck. All right, we're going to play a little clip. This is Gene Wilder, and what's the other guy's name? I love him.
Marty Feldman.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Sorry, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
What hump?
So if you're watching this clip, it's Marty Feldman is playing Igor, and he has a huge fucking hump.
It's not Igor, it's Igor.
Oh, Jesus. What'd you say?
It's Igor.
Igor, whatever the fuck his name is. That's how I feel sometimes. I can't believe Jorge would ask us, what's that growth on Cam's neck? Fuck off, Jorge. Trying to fuck with me. I got enough problems with my friend's house catching on fire. I don't need to fucking think about goddamn growths on my neck. Jesus Christ.
Has that ever happened, though, that someone's shown you something and you're like trying to be calm about it and it turns out you're like really freaked?
No. Oh. I'm honest with them.
What do you do?
Go check that out.
Well, go check
fucking
that shit
go to the urgent care. I'll take you right now.
Can you imagine if you were an ER doctor? Because I lucky for me, by the way, I'm very good friends with an ER.
I don't know if you call each other friends at this point. You go to her every fucking day and you tell her, I got this issue. How is that friends?
She's my friend. She happens to be an ER PA.
Okay.
So she sees it all. She's like first line, right? The PA mm-hmm. sees it before the doctor.
Yeah.
So she knows what's going on.
Yeah.
I love that because I can ask her anything and she's going to give me a straightforward answer.
Ma'am, you're not going to have a friend very soon.
Some people have people that care about them in their life.
I'm getting a little distracted because I've lost a lot of vision during this interview.
How did you lose vision?
This lighting. I don't know. I love the lighting in here, but it does something with my eyes. It's a little bright. Yeah, right? All right. Anyway, thank you for having my back, Joel.
Joel is always there to offer some
make me feel sane.
Calming words of advice.
Yeah, I'm not going crazy over here. Dane says, hard to admit this, no pun intended. I've noticed my erections aren't as hard as they used to be. Need to get it checked out.
Do you know, I just was talking to another friend of ours about the same thing. I think this is the most common thing. And what happens is if you start getting paranoid about your erections, your mind starts going there. And because it's such a mind-body connection between your dick and your brain.
Yeah.
So if all of a sudden you start thinking, I can't get hard, you're going to start, it's going to manifest negatively.
So what do you do to prevent
yourself? You manifest yourself and say, I'm a lean, mean dick machine.
You're going to say, thank God for all the times you get hard. And you visualize
Who's
that
saying,
shit.
Thank
get,
God.
I do. I'm you're grateful there, for those boners.
What are you doing? A religious ceremony with your dick?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, because I have a
thank
dick that works.
Thank you for this penis that inflates. Every erection, you can thank it. And then, you know what?
Do you remember
do you
the
know,
old man?
I am. Yeah, I know. We don't need to go into the fucking
I think
old
you do.
Man. You never met the old man.
I know, but there was a good story about the old man.
Mom, you forced me to tell this story. I think you must have forced me on this podcast to tell this story 20 times.
All right.
I never wanted
well,
to tell this story.
What does he say?
Mom, I'm not going
to 90-year-old man, he says, you better use it or lose it. I have to tell it to my friends, by the way. Some of my friends have decided they don't need to have orgasms anymore.
I think, what does that mean?
Exactly what I said. One of my
they've
friends,
given up?
Yeah, she's like, you know what? I'm over it, and so is her husband.
It's crazy.
How could they be over it?
Yeah,
I said,
I don't know.
You've got a wonderful little thing down there.
I think it's a very good thing in
your
life.
Your little ding-dong needs to be dingle-dangled.
You need to be dingle-dangled. We're going to end on this, and I'm just, Dane,
well,
I just want to let you know, everyone who has a penis thinks that sometimes there's an issue with it, that it's not getting hard enough, that it's not going up at the right time, that it's
that
not
it's
coming
curved.
Enough,
you,
that it's curved. And let me tell you something, the thing changes shape like you couldn't imagine. There are times when I look at it and I'm like, it's erect. Why does it look as big as my thumb? And then there are other times that I'm like, whoa, I had no clue I had this size. The thing changes with arousal, with the amount of blood going into it, with your stress, with everything. So don't worry about it.
You sound like a urologist altogether.
Thank you. I've talked to Dr. Joel enough times to know.
Dr. Joel's our resident urologist.
Yeah.
Who puts up with Cam's craziness. He's you're friends of his now.
He's on speed dial for me. Anyway, I want to thank everyone who's called in.
I want to thank everyone.
Who's chimed in.
Who's texted in, you little sneaky
this
freaks.
This is a fun segment. If you want us to, we have so many more questions that we could give you advice on.
We're going to have to do a follow-up.
We might do
week.
A follow-up, depending if you guys like it. Will you let us know either in the comments here on YouTube or by texting us if you like this medical shit? If not, we're just going to, we'll pretend like we'll never do it again. We'll probably talk about it next week.
Exactly. Now, I have to say something else.
Yeah.
You spoke about some of the concerns that men have, especially men, you know, going into the 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever.
Yeah.
I have a woman on Instagram.
Okay.
Who said the most remarkable thing.
Okay.
I sent her this video out to every friend I knew on the internet because it was so spot on as to what it's like.
You found, a kindred spirit?
I would like to play that for everybody.
I'm going to talk to you about just a few of the things that happen to you when you're middle-aged. And don't tell me middle age starts at 35. That's bullshit. But I do think they should give us a handbook, and since they don't, I'm here to help you out. We begin with sneezing. Sneezing is now a gamble. If you don't throw your back out, there's a really good chance that you're probably going to pee your pants. Oh, and you pee all the time, sometimes right after you just peed. You suddenly start collecting things like pillows, reading glasses, coffee mugs, medication, vitamins. Shit to fill your cupboard that you're never going to remember to take because, well, somehow your memories become a thing of the past. Don't get me wrong. You'll remember things from when you were young. Oh, and you'll tell everybody about it. But things in your current life become extremely questionable. Even just remembering what to call simple things. Because now words are hard. And since I talked about pillows, we should discuss sleeping. That thing you cherish but take for granted? Enjoy it while you can. If you actually manage to get a good night's sleep, you'll probably wake up feeling like you're already dead. Rigor mortis has set in, and you can't fucking move. And that's just a few things from a very, very long list. You're welcome.
How true was that?
I'm not middle-aged. I don't relate to it. I only just see you agreeing.
I have never heard a list so spot on from...
Do you feel calmer now that you know that you're not the only one
like
out there?
Any of my anxieties have gone out the window. Not remembering shit? She don't remember shit. Having problems sleeping? I have problems sleeping.
Pissing everywhere?
Pissing everywhere. Frequent pissing everywhere. What else did she say?
She can't even remember it.
I can't remember shit. She can't remember shit. I am Slim Shady. Slim Sherry. I messaged her.
And what did you say?
I told her that was fantastic. And she gave me little smiley faces back. Yes. This is how I make friends.
That's good. You know, this is how I make friends too.
You make friends on the internet?
Oh my God. I'll let you finish your story and then I'll go into this.
No, I have met quite a few women of a certain age. I like to say over the age of 50.
Okay.
Even though we certainly know I'm over the age of 60. But it's been a pleasure to meet these people all over the world.
You're finding your community.
I have a community of women who are funny.
Fuck yeah.
And like to talk openly about what it's like after a certain age.
I love it, mother. I'm happy to hear that.
And you have found a community of clowns that you have...
No.
Apparently you were on America's Got Talent. Your grandmother said that you were on it last night.
I was on there. You didn't know that?
I know you were on it a couple of years ago, but there was a replay of your...
Yeah, the boys went back on and I was... Anyway... The other night, I was with my friends at a concert, and, you know, they're all coupled up. I'm the only one on the prowl over here, okay?
That's good. You get the pick of the litter.
Kind of. No one else is really in the same mindset. You know, they're clumped in a group. They're dancing with each other. My friend's like, hey, you want to go dance with us over here? And I'm like, no. I literally said, I want to go talk to that cute girl over there.
Good.
The fuck?
So did you
like,
do it?
All right. So I went and tried to make a conversation with this cute girl.
How'd that go?
It went all right.
Good.
As well as it can go during a concert.
How do you talk during a concert?
Yay. Well, how'd you find out about this band?
Isn't it loud?
It's fucking loud. Fucking screaming each other's ears. Okay. So we separate. And then she ends up moving. Her friend that she's with comes and starts dancing with me.
Wow.
And I'm like, all right. I'm interested in...
The first one,
you know.
Yeah, then
so
you got a problem.
I tell her friend. I asked the friend. I said, "What's going on with her? I like your friend's really cute." And she goes, "Oh, she's gorgeous. This is a good wing woman." And I go, "So, can you put in a good word?" And she goes, "What part of town do you live in?"
Oh, are you geographically desirable?
And we live in the same part of town. She's like, "Oh, then I'll definitely put in a good word."
Wow,
unbelievable, right? So the whole time I'm like, "Okay, how are we going to make this happen?" You know. The rest of the concert goes by. I can't find her. I don't see her. It's a fucking cruise ship moment where, you know, we're going
Kristen
in a different
Walker
direction.
Another Kristen Walker on the cruise ship where you never see the person again.
And we walk out and I'm like, fuck, I think she went to talk to the band because they did a little meet and greet afterwards and I was fucking pushed out with my friends and didn't get the girl's number. And so I'm like, fucking A.
He starts talking.
Here's what I realized. The other night, I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw a band post a Craigslist misconnection of two people that met at their concert.
Oh,
one of them posted
wow.
for the other. So I'm thinking to myself, am I going to put a fucking misconnection?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Oh.
So I followed the band that we saw.
Oh, that was a good idea.
And I saw
she's in the band?
Tagged in one of the stories. One of the people at the concert, her friends,
how do
fucking
you know?
Posted to the fucking... Because it was my vantage point. It was I knew that I met the friend who posted it. So I see he posted it. She's tagged in it. I find her fucking Instagram. Like, no fucking way.
This is what's called Beshert.
So I fucking, like a stalking fucking desperado that I am.
No, you did a 5-4-3-2-1 moment. That's excellent.
Followed that bitch and slid in.
Slid into her DMs?
2 days passed. I'm thinking, she's not into it. She's too creepy for her. She responds.
Today?
Yesterday.
Woo!
She fucking responds?
Woo!
We might be going out. Unbelievable.
You know, your brother kind of met someone like this too.
Yeah, but that was when they were actually, you know, they were at a dance party actually talking to one another. I guess it wasn't too dissimilar.
Very similar, because she doesn't even remember talking to him because she was a little two sheets to the wind.
I couldn't believe it. So I met someone through the internet, kind of. I met her in person and kind of hunted her down.
I love that you can find people now.
You like that?
You think about how your life findable. Would have changed. You could have had Kristen Walker on that cruise ship when you were 12 years old.
It would have been a done deal.
You would have found her, even though her name was very common. And
Kristen
it was,
Walker in Missouri.
In Missouri. Yeah. There's only one Walker in Missouri, I'm sure.
By the way,
this is just
a shout out to, if Kristen Walker is listening right now, as always, my number is 310-356-3920. Please text us. I'd like to find you. If you've got a friend named Kristen Walker, I've been looking for her since I was 12 years old. So please.
So how old do you think Kristen is right now? She's also 12?
She's probably my age, 33. Probably.
33 years old. Born and raised in Missouri.
Yeah.
Took a celebrity
cruise. You know
Royal
she's already
Caribbean.
Married with kids. You know it. No chance.
I don't do this looking for ex-boyfriends online anymore.
Why?
Because I already found one out that was dead. Don't do that.
You're always
don't
talking
Google
about you're always talking
ailments.
About your dead fucking ex-boyfriends.
Yeah. And husband. My current boyfriend said, listen, your first husband died. Your boyfriend after that is also dead. If something happens to me, do not date anymore.
You're
get over it.
The kiss of death.
I'm the kiss of death. Literally, I'm like the fucking Black Widow.
It's not good.
It's interesting that you told me that you went to Fluff and Fold to do your laundry.
Love Fluff and Fold.
And I made a little, it just sparked a little laughter in my mind.
Yeah, what went on when I told you that?
Because now this was many years ago.
Okay.
When porn was on DVDs.
Okay.
And my boyfriend Deez decided to buy a porno, and guess what the porno was called?
Fluff and Fold?
Fluff and Fold.
What?
It took place in a laundromat.
No way.
And we always talk about how much we love that video, that DVD of Fluff and Fold. And one day he was packing it and it broke. It broke. But
broke Fluff and Fold?
As someone on the internet can attest, there's ways to find things. And I found another copy of Fluff and Fold.
No way.
Yep. And I bought it on the internet.
Was it a gift like for Valentine's Day or something like that?
Yeah, probably. I don't even know where it is now. It's been many years, and I don't even know if the DVD would play in the DVD player, nor would I think that's. It was very soft porn too, you know. It was
Fluff and Fold. It was probably very, you know, tender, bouncy.
Tender, bouncy.
Very, very.
It just made me laugh when you told me that you went to Fluff and Fold.
I love Fluff and Fold. It's the first time I've ever done something like that. I'm telling you, going to a fucking place where you just drop off your dirty ass laundry, they do it and they put it in a little sack. They give you a little paper.
You have shit stains in your laundry? What do you mean dirty ass laundry? How dirty is your laundry?
Very dirty.
Ugh.
Very dirty laundry.
And you thought that you maybe are not the most genetically sanitized person.
I've never thought of that.
We had a couple comments I wanted to bring up.
You did? It is a time for Hit On or Shit On.
Hit On or Shit On.
Hit On or Shit On is a segment where my mother shares the comments that we've received from you, wherever they are. And we determine if they're a hit on or a shit on. What do we got?
Well, we had some cute TikTok clips from a discussion about the average masturbation times.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, my daughter's fiance brought this up that he thought it was a very funny video.
Thank you. He did this in line at Starbucks when there were other people around.
Yes.
And it was very awkward for him to talk about average masturbation time in line, honestly. Yeah.
Anyway, Rick says, I think she's sexy.
Hit on. That's nice.
I thought that was nice.
That is nice. Okay. I would love those types of comments.
And then we got one from Nazak. And this is regarding orgasm time.
Okay.
Ha, 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 the two of you, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. But yeah, the length of time depends on what is happening. Mm. Smiley face.
Yeah.
I don't think there was necessarily a hit on or a shit on.
It's an answer.
But it was an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got today. No. And that ends up.
You wanted to create this whole segment.
Hit on or shit
on. You gave one person that wanted to fuck you and one person that's just answering the question. That's all you got for the fucking hit on or shit on.
That's it.
Okay.
You got anything?
I'm looking down at this paper and it says, what celeb could you see Cam hooking up with? And which would you see Karen hooking up with?
And I decided to write that down for future episodes.
It's a future episode?
Yes.
Okay, so if you got an answer for that, let us know. 310-356-3920. I think we've come towards the end of our show.
We are completely diseased out.
Diseased out. I really hope
I had fun. I had a lot of fun talking about other people's ailments because it makes me feel like I'm not alone.
It's great. I want
misery
to know
loves for, fucking company.
For our listeners, if you enjoyed this type of shit.
Well, you're framing it so positively.
If you enjoyed this waste of time, please let us know. 310-356-3920,
Mr. Negative Nil.
Do you have any announcements? Negative like Ned. A Patreon party coming up? This is going to air in like fucking 3 weeks anyway. So hopefully at the beginning of February, we're going to have a Patreon party. And for all of you sneaky freak listeners out there, if you want to support our show financially, we could really do it. sorry.
We could really do it.
We could really use it.
We can use it and do it.
We're low on ads right now. So maybe it's because, you know, we're just too raunchy for these motherfuckers. We're too sneaky for these.
Yeah, we're too sneaky for the
freaks. Advertisers. You guys, so if you want to support us financially, we could use your support.
You know, we work hard at this. We got Dr. Self tapes here. He's so expensive.
He's so fucking expensive.
No, really. But the truth is that by joining our Patreon, you become a member of our family. And I say that with all sincerity. It means a lot to us that we have you week by week following our antics. And listening for, you know, when we have the parties and the suggestions, and we try to put things on the Patreon page that you can see only there. So if you can join us at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom, we'd appreciate it.
It's a lovely community. We really got to know these wonderful family members.
It's a community.
Like Ray just had a child, mazel tov to Ray. We got Captain Megan and Jay who are right now in the YouTube chat saying hello. We love you guys.
We love you.
Thank you for all of your support.
We would love to have you join us on all the platforms now. We're starting to do a lot of live stuff, either on YouTube, TikTok, the Gram.
The Gram.
Do you like to call it the Gram?
Yep, that's it.
It would be great if you guys could join us on those platforms as well and participate in the lives, because we're going to have a lot of fun with you guys.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in. Mother, you want to sing them out?
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having a discussion about diseases.
Disease. You were so close. You get so close every time. It's like
it's like when I shoot the moon.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.